FM 90.3 WJTL, that's Skillet. Good to be alive. Good morning to you, 721.
Absolutely. Weather-wise, mostly sunny skies today with a high of 49 degrees. Tonight, cloudy. Chance of some rain as well. Low 38. Tomorrow, Groundhog Day. Mostly cloudy skies. Windy for sure. Highs in the mid-40s. Over the weekend, Saturday, sunny. High 44. And Sunday, sunny, high 48. Right now in Harrisburg, 35 degrees. In Lancaster, 31.
Our friend Melissa Beidler here from Hinkletown Mennonite School. Shout out to Miles Yoder and all our friends at Hinkletown. We want to say hi. Great to have you here, Melissa. Thank you so much for coming in.
It's always great to be here.
You guys are about halfway through the school year. Yesterday was a big day, right?
It was. We're a little more than halfway through the school year. 100 days of school we have hit. Our kids are 100 days smarter.
Wow.
And there were a lot of 100-year-olds. who dressed up yesterday and just really committed to experiencing life as a 100-year-old.
Oh, that's funny.
Including one of our fifth graders who came, and he normally has a full head of hair, and yesterday had a bald spot that his mother had shaved his bald spot so that he would look like he could experience
100.
That. He did it in kindergarten. He did it as an older student. That's school spirit is strong.
That is dedication. Awesome. And school spirit. I love seeing that. That sounds like a fun day. Did you have like beards? And
we did. Yeah. Gray hair. One of the kindergartners did say to me, "It's just me. You know me." I said, "I absolutely do
know
you. It's
just me. I'm not really 100.
I wasn't confused."
That's, I love that. Tell us about Hinkletown Mennonite School.
Well, Hinkletown is a place where students can really enjoy being together and thrive with teachers who nurture their whole selves. Yeah. Academically, emotionally, spiritually, and talk to them about how they are growing in faith and how the things that they are learning in the classroom in science and math teach us about God, our creator, and let them explore and experience that curiosity.
And you guys are growing.
We are. We have 270 students, wow, pre-K through 12th grade, out there between Ephrata and New Holland off of Route 322. All of our students come in on our buses. So they're on the buses now. If Hinkletown students are listening, good morning, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, and you guys have a drama that's coming up, a play. Tell us about that.
We do. Our middle school students every year have a drama that everyone participates in. They can choose to either be on stage or backstage, help with our dinner theater. So March 1st and 2nd, we are inviting the whole community to come out and see Robin Hood.
Oh, fun.
They are really excited about doing it. Rehearsals are going along well. Our promotions club is working on a great sweatshirt. You name it, it's happening. All of our middle school students and teachers are involved in that.
Wow. Something about it reminds me of that small town play, you know, from back in the day when everybody in the town was involved, and that's what really is happening in Hinkletown.
It really is. It's that family connection feel, and also the community of middle schoolers. Middle school is a time where students are experiencing that independence and being able to choose what they want to be involved in something like the play or sports teams,
right,
or any sort of different kind of options that are available is really a significant thing. And so to have the opportunity coming up here at the beginning of March for Robin Hood is a pretty significant thing for the community to do together. They will pull it off together.
Yeah. Tickets, are they available online? Do you need tickets ahead of time? How's that work?
We really recommend ordering your tickets online in advance. We are looking forward to that. So hinkletownschool.org is the place to go. That's the information of the school, the information for Robin Hood on March 1st and 2nd. And you may even get a few promotional pictures here in the next little bit. The
fun
costumes are starting to come in.
Oh, I love that.
Start to see that.
Yeah. And if folks want to visit and add to your growing kids and to the seams growing as well, they can come out today and next week to visit the school to see if it's right for them.
Absolutely. We are welcoming families for our family visit days today from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Just drop in. Nobody has to call and schedule anything if they don't want to. Just drop in 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. See what the school is like. Learn a little bit about what our community is and what your family might experience. And next Wednesday, February 7th, from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., we're really welcoming families to visit and to consider becoming a part of Hinkletown Mennonite School.
I got to visit last year when I came for chapel, and I just love the spirit of it. I love that you have the pre-K through seniors all together. It really does give you that community feel. You see the big kids helping with the smaller kids, the smaller kids looking up to the older kids. There's a lot of synergy there that's going on that I really love. So
when you walk down the hallways and you see the kindergartners waving to the, you know, the high school students that have brought their hot dogs for them or have served in their classroom and helped them with book buddies or any of those kinds of things, that's that special moment.
How long have you been at Hinkletown?
This is my 14th school year.
Wow.
And it's a pleasure to work with people who have been there longer than I have. We have two people who celebrated 30 years this year.
Amazing.
And we have new families, new teachers who are coming in. And in fact, some of our Robin Hood directors are some of our new teachers. So really just those connections across the board.
Check it out online, hinkletownschool.org. You could visit today or next Wednesday and find out more about the drama Robin Hood coming up in March as well. Melissa, thank you so much for visiting us.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh my goodness, we love having you on the air. Say hi to our friends at Hinkletown. Back to the music we go. Brandon Murphy, Look at What Grace Can Do. FM 90.3 WJTL, we're your home for Christ Community Music.